All right, everybody, it is Stick and Hack Reacts for Monday, June 21st, 2021, the Monday after the U.S. Open, the 121st U.S. Open. I'm Adam Gruff from Stick and Hack. That's Keith Stewart from ESPN Radio in New York City. Keith, the weekend was amazing. The U.S. Open was amazing. So many topics to get to, so many reactions to get to. But let's start right out of the gate with Nelly Korda for the LPGA. And we will get to the U.S. Open. Of course we will. Of course we will. But this was impressive on so many levels. Her play, her victory, a streak of holes that you have not seen before in most cases, and Korda just looking outstanding all weekend and shooting a score that most would pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to shoot once in their life. Your reaction and the story behind Nelly Korda over the weekend at the LPGA.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars for 25 under?
I would.
So you're speaking on behalf of yourself. No, big two thumbs obviously up for Nelly Korda. 22 years old, USA superstar. I love this surge in women's golf here in the United States. We've got some really, really great young players. I mean, 7 of the top 10 this past weekend up there in Grand Rapids, Michigan, were American players. So it's a Solheim Cup year. Nelly's now up to, number 4 in the world rankings. It's her fifth career win. I mean, all sorts of great stories here. One of the things that kind of got me, and you were going on and on about that, was that she was shot 25 under. She had 27 birdies and 2 eagles. I mean, she shot 62 in the third round and had 11 birdies there. But I looked at her scorecard through all 4 rounds. There was only 2 holes that she didn't birdie or eagle. That was number 5 and number 9. Every other hole throughout the course of 4 rounds, her ringer score was under par, if not 2 under par with an eagle. I mean, just a fantastic, fantastic tournament. And her second win of the season, so congratulations to Nelly.
She's 22 years old, which is insane on so many levels. But that, I want you to go through that stat again, because I don't know if it's sunk in to our listeners. The stat of birdies and eagles over a 4-day period, how many did she have?
She had 27 birdies and 2 eagles.
Right. 27 birdies and 2 eagles over a 4-day period.
Yeah. She averaged 28 putts around. 28. 28 putts around. And she hit 82% of her greens in regulation. I mean, she's awesome. What do you want me to
say? Everything was firing, but she is awesome, and that's a great look into what her career could be, and she could, if, and all the talk is already happening, could she be another Annika? Could she blah blah blah? But the Korda sisters in general are a phenom, and they are incredible to watch. They're fun to watch the LPGA, and congratulations to Nelly. Two thumbs up from this side of the table as well.
Adam, don't forget their brother who just won his first ATP tennis tour event back in May. Peter
Korda. That's right.
I mean, this family's, they're unbelievable. Jess, Peter, Nelly, they're great. I mean, Nelly's got to be the favorite this week as the ladies cruise into their next major championship, the KPMG Women's PGA Championship down at Atlanta Athletic Club. So good luck to Nelly. Maybe 2 in a row. It's pretty cool.
I forgot that the gene pool stopped right there at the Korda family. So that's exciting for them. All right, we move to reaction number 2, and that is Jon Rahm, and that's the U.S. Open. We'll do a U.S. Open in general here in a second, but let's just talk Jon Rahm, and let's talk that final round. Let's talk your reaction to the last hour and a half of the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines yesterday afternoon, evening for some of us. Your reaction.
Man, I tell you, it was almost like one of those old war movies where everybody seems to be dying off to the side, and then like the one star of the movie, John Wayne's just like walking through the middle of the whole thing and he's going through unscathed. It was unbelievable. I mean, an hour into the leaders being on the golf course, Adam, you had 15 guys within 3 shots of the lead. And then slowly but surely, their demise took place. Jon Rahm, for all that's been written and said about him, being a hothead and this, that, and the other thing, golly, has he embraced the world in such a charming and unbelievably graceful manner in the last 3 weeks? I mean, we talked about it here from, the roller coaster of emotions that man has been on. He had a baby at Augusta. He played well at Augusta, but not well enough. A lot of people, he's been a pre-tournament favorite for not only the Masters, but the PGA Championship. He definitely was here. I mean, he was 10-1 odds. He was the favorite. And how often does the favorite deliver? boy, you got to give the guy credit. And he stayed so positive from that moment at Memorial to now. I mean, you got to give the guy two big thumbs up. I mean, what do you think about his emotional roller coaster over the last, 14 days?
I don't know how you couldn't root for him. I don't know how you couldn't be excited for him. And in the same time, in the same breath, feel terrible for Louis Oosthuizen and yet another runner up. I mean, to go against, so if it was Bryson and Rahm towards the end there, that's an easy pick for me as who I'm rooting for. Louis and Rahm towards the end, it was a much more difficult, when he hit it into the penalty area on 17, when Louis did. I loved Rahm. I loved that he won. I loved the moment with his new son, first Father's Day, his wife there, Phil sitting there next to her for some ridiculous reason. Doesn't matter. There was a lot of drama. There was a lot of cool things. But those putts on 17 and 18, and Dan Hicks said it time and time again, this is the biggest putt of his career, biggest putt of his career. He kept saying it, and John kept delivering. You don't deliver in that moment when it's all on the line, unless you are a superstar and unless you have everything together. And Rahm, it was firing all cylinders all weekend, and specifically towards the end. Thumbs up for Rahm, obviously. But I love his humbleness. I love his positivity. He's really kind of shifted people's perception of him quickly and without a lot of PR work. You know, he didn't have a team of people going, okay, here's how he just is naturally getting himself back together and putting that anger aside and some of those demons that he's had in the press and with some of the golf Twitter universe, which we know can be annoying and cruel. And he's put all that aside. He's now a U.S. Open winner and handled it with grace and compassion. But I will tell you this, Louis Oosthuizen, my God.
Hang on. Time out. We're talking about John Rahm right now. Save Louis for the U.S. Open report. Come on, you got to talk about the fact that, I'm going to steal Rahm's words, the power of positivity. He took that moment at Memorial, and he told himself time and time again, I'm not going to let this thing define me. I am going to move past it. And you look at all of his actions. It's tremendous what that guy overcome. And then to get into, the pressure cooker that is the U.S. Open. And all of those big names that were hunting. And then, just at the end, it was like in Predator when Schwarzenegger just like comes out of the rainforest. He was the only one left. It was just unbelievable. The guy's 26 years old, right? He's played in 108 tour events. He's made cuts in the 96 of them. He's made $28 million. He made the cut in 96 of them, Adam. He's got 72 top 25s. He's got 51 top 10s. Half the events he plays in, he makes top 10. He's got 6 wins. Guy's impressive, man. He's really impressive. And I think he's being a really, really strong, positive role model for golf, which we don't always get. We get a lot of complainers sometimes. And here on Reacts, we got to do a little thumbs down. So hopefully a lot of people, a lot of young kids, a lot of PGA junior leaguers, a lot of AJGA kids see where John Rahm was with his anger and his frustration and how much he's grown in the last couple of years. Just tremendous role model, tremendous national champion. Congratulations to Spain, first U.S. Open champion. Really cool story.
And I'll tell you that fatherhood does change you. And perhaps that's part of the ingredients here in the Rahm shift in personality. But I couldn't agree more. Rahm is quite a role model, and congratulations to him and his family for an incredible, incredible win. Now, let's move to number 3, and that is the U.S. Open in general, because there are so many storylines, and we have a 10-minute time limit. I don't care today. We're blowing right past it. We're blowing right past it, and we're going to talk about all. I'm gonna see if I could just get the last hour. You had Bryson looking like a hack with a 44.
Well, hang on. I got to hit you there, Adam, because I know you love my man Bryson, right? How do you go from being tied for the lead after 11 holes, and then finishing tied 26th.
He lost his mind. Lost his absolute mind.
Oh, man.
And so I was out at the U.S. Open this week, and I was lucky enough on the Wednesday practice day to give him Nux, stand there on T1, and watch him hit a drive for the first time. And I don't want to say that I caused the bad luck, but I think just my aura and me being near him at one point in the week caused him to shift to a 44 in the back nine. Bryson lost his mind, much to the delight of many, I'm sure, because he looked like a normal golfer, and Torrey Pines ate him up in one of the most dramatic fashions and concerning fashions we've seen in a long, long time. So you had Bryson. Yeah. You had the streaker that came out towards the very end. When all was in the moment and everything on the line, we had a streaker out there hitting golf balls in the middle of the fairway, being tackled by a security guy off of a cart. If you haven't seen it, go to anywhere on Twitter and you will see the live shots of this guy. I don't know what he was thinking. Reaction there, obviously. Let's back up. What was your reaction to the U.S. Open in general? Was it thumbs up, thumbs down, happy emoji, negative emoji?
Yeah, so the tournament, thumbs up. Torrey Pines, I could take it or leave it. You know, I think that the men made the story when it came down to it. I mean, that's where the drama came in. As far as a golf course, we see it once a year already. Major championships are this awesome opportunity to showcase places that we get to see maybe once a decade. And, you know, when they go to Pebble again or when they go to Farmers or Torrey Pines again, I mean, I don't know. It's just, to me, it's a big, brutal golf course, but you could do that and be the ocean course and have so much character. So, Adam, you were there on the property. I mean, if we were there filming like National Geographic and watching people jump off cliffs, fantastic. What a setting. But we're filming golf and we don't get to take all of that in. I mean, Olympic looks so much better on TV. Don't get me wrong. The drama yesterday in the last back nine was tremendous. You know,
let me ask you this, Keith. Is that U.S. Open pressure? Is that major pressure? Or is that golf course eating those guys up? You had Rory. You had Colin. You had Bryson. You had Brooks. You had top names up there at the top, and they just started faltering. Was that the course that took care of it, or was it U.S. Open pressure?
The golf course is very hard. Very, very hard. You know, the average score every day is about 75, 4 over par. That these guys are really, really good. The women on the LPGA, I mean, we just said it. You know, Nelly Korda had 107 birdies this week. I mean, they're really, really good. When you see scores right around par like that and people start to struggle just playing the holes, you know it's hard. Now, those things that happened to Bryson, the double by Morikawa on a par 5, Rory going 3 over for 11 and 12, I mean, yeah, they were hard holes. But that's pressure. And as Louis Oosthuizen knows, all pressure is self-induced. It's all in our head. There was nobody that was going to run out. Well, who knows, all streakers aside. But there was nobody that was going to run out and tackle Louis on the 17th tee box and caused him to hit it in that ravine. When he had enough room that Adam Grubb could have landed it on the earth to the right. And they kept saying that.
And, look at all that room. Look at all that
look
room.
Look at all that room. You know, that is like.
Singer kept saying that. He couldn't believe either that was the line he took or that was the swing that he made. He couldn't believe that he hit it into that penalty area in one of the most inopportune times of 4 days of golf.
Adam, you know, Louis plays a cut. He goes to the trouble and he's going to let it bleed off of it, right? But on 17 and 18, when the driver mattered most, and that smooth, syrupy swing of his had to do its job. It had a little hitch in his giddy up, and he ended up left both times. And both times he was in trouble. And both times he really needed to bleed that thing off of the ravine, and he needed to bleed it off the bunkers on 18 to give himself a shot. That is pressure. That's not Torrey Pines. That is the U.S. Open. That is the PGA Championship. That is the Masters with everything on the line. Because as many times as Louis really hasn't won, right? He's only got one PGA Tour win, and that's kind of like ex facto because it was the Open Championship back in 2010. Louis's been around there a lot.
He only has one win?
One.
And that's the Open?
And it's the Open. He's never won on the PGA Tour.
I looked it up.
He's got near $50 million combined in earnings between euros and dollars. $50 million, okay? And he's got one win on the PGA Tour, and that's the Open Championship, which he won by 7, so he had very little pressure on him in the final round to get it done. And at a place, St. Andrews, where he was playing very well, and he took over, and it just it was what it was. I mean, you know, Louis obviously, you know, I hate to use the word loser, but he's definitely the one with the most negative story of this whole thing. I look at a guy like Harris English. The guy comes in, he birdies three of his last five. He gets a top three. Yeah. If you go back to Wingfoot, he was top four. He was in fourth place. Harris English is becoming a U.S. Open guy. You know, mark that down.
And Harris English also finished at like 11 a.m. I mean, he'd been in the clubhouse for a majority of the day, and he was still hanging in there. That was a great finish. That was, and I love the fact that an hour and a half left, basically in the tournament, anybody still could have won. And then minute by minute, they just started peeling off. And from a theater of golf, from a major theater, it was everything that you wanted as a golf fan, as a fringe golf fan, and as a hardcore golf fan.
I got one last thing. When you talk about U.S. Open versus the golf course versus hard. Okay, I'm going to give you a couple of names. Brooks, front 932, back 937. Morikawa, front 932, back 938. Rory, front 934, back 939. And your boy Bryson, front 933, tournament leader through 10 holes, back 944. Okay, those guys were all playing great, Adam. They were playing great, right? What happened on the back nine that made them go on walkabout? I mean, that's why we're here, and that's why golf is so great. You know, it affects us all in positive and negative ways, and that's what makes Reacts such a fun show.
I'll tell you, though, everyone's saying that Bryson had a bad back nine at 44. I thought it was pretty good. That's pretty typical. It's a pretty good score. I'd be very happy with a 44 in the back nine at Torrey Pines. So,
well, quick question for you then. On 17, when he makes double par, if he had made a nine and you were playing with him, would you just stop at double par and say, pick it up?
No, I'm going to let him bleed out. I'm going to let him bleed out, and I'm going to step on his throat at that point. Absolutely. And, I'm sure I would get a shot there too. So, I think it would all even out at the end of the day. He's Keith Stewart from ESPN Radio. This is Adam Grubb from Stick and Hack, and we are Stick and Hack Reacts, your weekly look at the PGA and the LPGA. Incredible weekend of great golf stuff. Keith, great to see you. Thanks for the reactions today. We'll see you next week on Stick and Hack Reacts.
Enjoy the lunch, everybody.